Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Before he taught the Bible lesson on him, I like them for Rough Stuff and Rough Carter teach me stuff. Because I'm not older than them. But they teach me stuff. And I learn and I listen. I don't let it go in one ear and come out the other. I let it stick in my ear. But I was asking Brother Free on Wednesday about the Antichrist and some more things that I wasn't sure about. But he answered it for me. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go to the gospel according to St. Luke. Fourth chapter.
Amen.
Thank God for Brother Carl and Brother.
Amen. God bless
both. Share the burden of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I say it again. If you don't know the Lord, you better get to know him. I'm telling you right now.
Time and wine.
I had a friend that was supposed to be coming. He ain't come, but I just prayed for him because let me tell you something. Time is winding up.
It's getting late in the evening.
I don't know. All I know is that he told me he was coming. Luke chapter 4.
All right.
Verse 1.
My Lord.
We'll read a couple of the verses and we're going to go it on. And,
You didn't say what verse.
Verse 4, chapter 4, verse 1. We have it say amen.
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 And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost,
yes, sir,
returned from Jordan. Uh-huh. We'll be recorded live on 88.1, if you don't know it or not. You see it? Sadly, the Lord's word now. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was afterward hungry. The devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, if not,
command
that this stone that be made
breathe.
Jesus answered and said, it is written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. The devil taking him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give thee. 7. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I sit. He's still fooling with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Now Satan's saying that now. And in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. 12. And Jesus answered and said unto him, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
He's on your way back.
You name it. I'm gonna talk to myself.
I'm going through.
I think C.L. Franklin made that song, I'm Going Through.
I'm going
through. All of us in here
going through something.
Are dealing with something.
Something.
Yeah. I said, all in here.
Dealing with something.
Are dealing with something.
Right.
Maybe medicine you can't get, and it's too high for you. Medicaid, Medicare, whatever it is.
You're going through.
The scripture say, yea, though I walk
through the valley of the shadow of death.
The valley of the shadow.
Right. Yeah.
I will fear no evil. Thou rod and thy staff.
You're comforting. That's enough right there.
I'm trying to say to you all that one day Jesus is going to call Eugene Stevenson.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I heard my wife say this morning, I don't want to second guess what my soul won't lie.
Come on, man.
You know,
come on, man.
I don't want to know who was there. I will answer and say, I'm here, Lord.
Yeah.
Here I am. Because this is not nothing to play with you.
No.
This is your soul.
That's right, man.
I know it's your flesh when it came back to the grave.
Yeah.
Where it come from.
It going
back. Said, ash to ashes.
And dust to dust.
And dust to dust.
Now it's real.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say again, I thank God for waking me up early.
Yeah.
With all of us up
here.
Yeah. Getting out of sleep too late.
No.
These cell phones we own, they didn't wake us up.
No.
God woke us up.
Yes, sir.
And that's why I say I will bless the Lord.
At all times. Praise the TV.
At all times. His praise shall continue. Don't let God brag because he's coming for you.
Oh,
that's what's happening right here.
So right.
He got Jesus when he had been fasting for 40 days.
40 days.
And 40 nights.
40 days, 40 nights.
Hold on.
And here comes Super Saiyan.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. That's when he get up when we at our
weakest point. Our weakest point.
But you always got to have prayer.
That's right.
In your God.
That's right.
I have somebody praying for you.
Come on,
man. I had a praying grandmama and a praying mama that prayed for me when I was in college, when I was up and down the streets of Atlanta and New Orleans and all that. I had a praying grandmama that took a little time to pray for me because I couldn't pray for myself.
Man, that's it.
You
all right?
You got somebody praying for you?
You all right, amen.
You
all right,
man. Full and was led by the Spirit into where? The wilderness.
The wilderness.
Now, Jesus had the forerunner before him.
Uh-huh.
His name was John the Baptist.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And his meat was Lucas, Ms. Ava, and Y. Hunter.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Now, if I eat that, y'all say, no, we got to be good this man here.
I'm wrong.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
And John the Baptist didn't look like a normal person. But he was full.
Holy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah. I said, but he was full.
Yeah.
Of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, he's full of.
And see, that's what I want to be, full of the Holy Ghost. And have favor of God on my life.
Yeah,
here, this is a black boy I am. I can go talk to the judge, the DA. I can call him on the phone because I got favor with the Lord. That's in the little church. There you go. But because of God.
No.
Because of what he has done for me. When I just think about the goodness of God and how he has blessed me, and people see how he has brought me home. Over and over again.
I
say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm begging on.
Yeah.
Begging on that 5 a.m. praying for you all. I don't have to tell y'all that, but because I know what God knows, because God's eyes is to and fro. He's seeking who?
He's a vow.
Are you?
He's a vow.
You know what I'm saying? What's it about? Great being 40 days. Tempted of the devil. And in those days, he didn't eat nothing. And you know, when you get hungry,
that's
a funny thing. Huh?
You right?
But I'm somebody.
Yes, sir,
when you get hungry, it's a funny thing.
Yeah.
And if there ain't no food around,
you're going to do something. You're going to do something.
But Jesus. Divine and human.
Mm-hmm.
Born on the state. Mary's baby. Fasted. And he had just got to do his ministry. He was 30 years old in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, that was the biblical law. And you could go to Luke chapter 3:23 to see that he was at the age of 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he came and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord had anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to bind the broken heart. He proclaimed the captive and bring the captive in. Set the captive. Somebody be kept. Somebody need to be loose this morning in your life. I'm talking about somebody lying.
Yeah.
Somebody. I'm going to talk to somebody.
Amen.
When they were in it, he was what? Humble. Because he was flesh now. But look what it said. And the devil said, now listen at this. He wasn't with no pitfall. But the devil is an evil spirit. And he comes in our minds. And in our hearts. In other words, that thought. The scripture says in Ephesians 6:10, it says, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his mouth. In other words, you got to read your Bible. I do every morning before I go downtown, but you know, down there, I take 15 minutes and read the Word of God, because I don't know what I'm going to be entangled with when I get there. But when I get there, God will already be there. You know why? Because I'm seeking the Lord. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm talking to somebody. Y'all look crazy. I'm talking to somebody.
righteousness. Not crooked, it's his righteousness.
Right, bro.
All
this
other stuff
be angry. Well,
you know, it's going to
be
angry. It's going to
be angry.
Because the Holy Ghost, this ain't nothing I want to preach. I want to preach over there in Joseph. Old Joseph, old Joseph. You know, he had some brothers over there. They was crooked as a bad snake. That's what I want to talk about. The first chapter, Genesis 39 chapter. That's what I want to preach. But God said, preach here. Because this is not none of my word. The word will be here when I'm dead, gone, when you dead, gone. The word of God will be here. Because he said, heaven never will pass away, but my word.
Yes, sir.
Devil said, if thou be the son of God, ain't got nothing to prove to nobody.
Not nothing.
You ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. All you got to do is believe. The gospel.
Yes.
And they'll say, you know what? God, there's something different about it. It's just something different about brother Fred. Mm-hmm. It's just something different about Sister B.
Yeah.
It's just something different about Sister A. Yeah. It's just something that I don't know why people know. You know why? Because you let your light shine.
He's saying that your light shine. He's saying that.
This is the gospel. I'm talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Beatitude, he said, blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. He said, blessed are those when they revive, and they be cursed out.
Turn
out of
cheek. Turn out of cheek. Turn out of cheek.
Hold on. And you know what they'll say? Boy, that's something wrong with your sister. Give them something to talk about.
Right.
I don't know when we was coming up. It was just something different about me coming up. I think about it now. I couldn't see it back then, but I could look at it now. Because they used to call me mule. Yeah, in school. Well, that bothered me. When I met the kinder, I said, I'm popular now.
Where's that?
Oh, geez. I ain't tell I was no preacher. Well, I told you, Sister Stevenson, I'm popular in sports. I was. But she said, you come out that bathroom at the same time, every night. I used to go and meet the Lord at 12 midnight. It wasn't the next day, it wasn't the day after, it was midnight. I'd go and pray. I'm alive again, because I'm alive by the sick of death. And she said, there's something about you. That's what got her attention. And I put the word in her, too. That's what you got to do. You got to put the word. In order for you to be successful in anything.
That's right.
See, if you ain't got the word, you ain't got nothing.
You got nothing.
I'm trying to help somebody. You ain't got the word, you ain't got nothing. You right? I don't care who you look, how fine you are, how pretty you are, how healthy. If you ain't got God's word in you. And how you get God's word in you? By reading.
By reading.
And Jesus said, right here, we're going home. Jesus said unto him, folks, it is written that man should not live by, in other words, you ain't got to just look for me to eat the bread.
Yeah.
I can do other things. That's what he tells the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't take this bread to get God's attention. You can do other things.
Right.
Yeah, I don't fast before I did, but it's written, Satan. You know who I am. Satan know who Jesus was. The Bible says in Joel chapter 1, they say the sons of God came to present themselves. Yeah. And Satan came also.
Yes, sir.
Satan came before them.
That's in Job chapter 1. One of the oldest books in the Bible.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, God asked Satan, say, what's comes down? This is your Bible. I'm talking about the Bible and the gospel.
Yes, sir.
And he came from going to and fro, up and down in the earth, seeking whom you I may devour. And God bragged on Job. He said, have thou considered my servant Job? An upright man?
Upright.
A man that didn't. And you know what he said? He said, I could have had him.
Yeah.
I could have had him.
Yeah,
but you had a hedge about
him.
See, that's what God put around you.
Yeah.
When you said, he put a hedge
around you. Right.
When I go into jail, I got a hedge around you.
That's right.
And pray for them people I had called them day. He said, well, you still God? I said, yeah, I still go. because I'm doing what I told the Lord I was going to do 30 years ago. I said, Lord, if you bless me, I'm going to bless you back, because I'm not going to be ashamed of your word, because God said, you're ashamed of me.
I'll be ashamed of all you, because my father was in here.
That's
in that book.
Am I what?
I know it's in
there. But I go to my father. Well, I'm not going to mention your name.
Now, right.
And I don't want him not to mention my name, because I want my name written down in the Lamb book of life, because he knows the disciples. Don't rejoice because the devil subjected unto you, but rejoice because your name.
Saint
Luke chapter 19:10-19. It's written in him. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And what he said, did he say that? He said, my sheep, I know them, and they know me, and they hear my voice. And no man can pluck them out of my hand. He said, the thief cometh but what not? To steal, kill, and destroy. But I come.
That you have life.
That you have more blood. Because let me tell you something. The only way the devil is going to leave you alone is if you put the word on it. And that's what Jesus is doing. Put the word on it. He's not going to leave you alone because you cry. Because you cry. He's not going to leave you alone because that. No. You're going to leave you alone when you put that word on it. Well, you did right here, you're going to flee.
Yeah, you're free.
Because Jesus put the word on him. Because Jesus knew who he was in the beginning. Because let me tell you something, Lucifer had power.
Yes.
He had all power. He had some power. Because this was God's right-hand man.
Yeah, right.
This man knew all about God. And knew that God was the supreme ruler. And he still is the supreme ruler. He's the chief cornerstone. Of my life,
yes, sir,
and your life.
Yeah.
And all that you're going through this morning, say, I'm going through with Jesus.
Going through with Jesus.
I may not have a diamond ring. I may not have the finest cars. I may not have all the food and the icebox I want, but I'm going through with Jesus. Because I know one day, sooner or later, God will step in. He just wants to see what you're going to do anyway. Because he said, I got cattle upon 1,000 hills. If I was hungry, I would tell you. Psalm 15, he said, I got
cattle.
I'm talking about a man that got everything. Owned everything.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to sell a bottle
like that? I know. He worth it.
I sell every day.
Amen.
And let me tell you something, I ain't bragging. Everything I want, God sends it to me. But you know what? I'm trying to live this time. I'm not trying to, shut that door, God. Because God knows one thing. You can't fool him at no time.
No time. No time. No time.
Just come to him and say, Lord, I am.
Standing in the prayer.
Coming. And he's got a scripture in Matthew 11:28. He said, come unto me all of you that
are ready. I'll give
you rest. And
I'll
give you rest.
Yes, sir.
For my yoke is easy.
But my burden is light.
My burden is light. He said, take my yoke up on you.
And learn of me.
And learn of me. For I am meek
and
lowly in heart. So I don't know who you're talking to, but I'm trying to tell you, come to Jesus, whatever you're going through this morning, put it in the Lord's hand. And he may not come tomorrow, he may not come Tuesday, but he's going to come if you just keep on praising and lifting up on him. Say, I'm lifting up my eyes to the heathen. Oh, God, help. Oh, God, help. Oh, God, help. I said, that's something. Oh, God, help. Come from the Lord.
You're right.
You can say, devastation, my man. Hi, Mom. What have you got for me? To give God. What the spoiler do we have? That's how he tried to trick
you.
He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But he said, put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6:11. He said, because for the devil, he tried you with the wiles over there. Wiles mean tricks. He's full of tricks. And once he steals your soul,
he's all over
it. He's all over
it. Because
I know one thing. Your soul won't live somewhere. Ain't no even have no purgatory. Ain't no lukewarm. Because he said, I'll screw you out your mouth. Well, let me say that. He said, you're going to be cold or hot. Uh-huh. I don't want to be either one of them. I don't want to be hot in the Lord's name. He used an illustration in the 16th chapter of Luke, didn't he? He said, that was a rich man.
Oh, Lord.
And a beggar named Lazarus. The rich man, it's in the 16th chapter of Luke, being told, like, what are we doing? I'm talking about God. And he say, the rich man is something. In other words, refined stuff.
Yeah.
Then show you how he did. God used a dog.
Yeah.
And God said, he used a dog to come lick his soul.
Yeah.
The poor folk died. The rich man died first and left everything here. He didn't take nothing rich.
Oh,
he
took
nothing rich. And the beggar died too. But the beggar was, guess what happened? He was in Abraham's bosom. And that's why I want to be in Abraham's bosom. I want to be able to say, Lord, thank you.
Yes, sir.
For saving a bitch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now. I remember the 9th chapter of the book of John. The Bible says this body there was a blind man.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't see.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Lord. And the Bible says that Jesus took some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Stephen's.
Yeah.
And anointed the boy out. Uh-huh. And it was on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Jesus did his blood on the Sabbath. That's when those Jews tried to attack him. You know, all this other kind of stuff. On the Sabbath day. And the Bible say, the Sanhedrin Council and the Pharisees asked him, who made you see?
Oh.
Poor boy said, I don't know. All I know is named Jesus.
Jesus.
All I know.
Yes.
I was blind. But now I can see.
Yeah.
That's all right, bro.
In other words, I don't know what I'm talking about, but look, they went to the neighbor. Go to the neighbor. I'm going to go and be back on this. But I'm just trying to tell you the goodness of God. The Bible said they went to his parents. And his parents said, look, is he of age? Ask him who's just seeing. We know he was blind, but now you see. In other words, whatever you're going through, God will make a way out of no. God is. God is. My money. You're out of check. For your name on. Oh, I'm not. Well, I know. I've been down for nothing. Yeah, the word. It says Proverbs 16:7. When a man pleases the Lord, he may even his enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Go say it again. Proverbs 16:7. Go read it. You ain't throwing out your Bible. 16:7. When a man pleases the Lord, he may even his enemy.
Yeah, that means.
And then he said, Proverbs 16:25, there are the ways to the right or to the man, but they need the other.
Ways of death.
That's right.
You're right. You're
on this thing. I'm going to close out. What time is it? Oh, Look what it said. It said, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give, if thou will worship me, shall thou be. And Jesus answered, said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Get thee behind.
Uh-oh. Get thee behind me, Satan. Here go again. But it is written, Jesus didn't fight men. He used the word on that grass. You got to use the word on that grass. When he comes to you one way, you got to use the word on another. On a Tuesday afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon, on a Thursday. That's what he's talking.
Amen.
The Lord will come to you when you think you're weak.
Amen.
And vulnerable. That's what he's trying to get you when you're vulnerable. Yeah, we don't care about you. No. Oh. Look what it said. Look what it said, young God. Mm-hmm. And he brought him to the pillar. You.
Uh-huh.
He in the mind of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And set him on the pillar. Don't you know what the pillar is? That's the top of the church.
Top of the church. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I go up there and say, y'all say, oh, no, we're going to be good again. For sure, not be like a good enough. Y'all follow me inside the church. Y'all can be in my house. Y'all be on the inside the church.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You tell
me. You tell me like a hill, man.
Yeah, you tell
inside the church.
No, you're not. You look good.
He ain't gone too far now. He's gone too far.
Yeah, no.
We're crazy as hell. I knew you were brave, but that goes, but he's crazy as hell now. He's crazy. That's what they're going to say.
All right,
man. I ain't crazy. Because the Holy Ghost don't make me crazy.
No.
The Holy Ghost is something that come from God. And it'll make you happy when nobody's doing you nothing. It'll make you cry when ain't nobody around you. And sometimes you just sit in your own corner and you just think about the goodness of God and how he done for you and what he done for you. You just start crying and nobody done you nothing. No, because that be the Holy Ghost. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you're full of the Holy Ghost.